40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court has until the end of today to rule on whether a commonly used abortion pill, mifepristone, stays on the market or not, after a federal judge ruled access should be suspended nationwide. Correspondent Jan Crawford is at the Supreme Court.
I think that the justices are going to block those rulings. They're going to keep this pill available nationwide, and that's because at the heart of this case, it is directly at odds with bedrock conservative principles, especially on the issue of standing and whether these challengers even have a right to be in court in the first place. It's not clear. I mean, you've got to show you've suffered some injury or you have a stake in the case to be able to sue.
The white homeowner accused of shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell will be arraigned today. His family says 16-year-old Ralph Jarl begged neighbors for help, none obliged, until Zach Dovell and his mother stepped in.
All we know is he was hurt. He needs to get help. We need to get him. He needs to be the priority right now.
Fox News has agreed to pay Dominion Voting Systems a whopping $787 million to avoid a defamation trial. Attorney Davida Brooke.
My client, Dominion Voting Systems, has multiple other lawsuits that they are litigating relating to the lies that were told about them in 2020, including against Newsmax, One America, and various other individuals.
Fox News will not have to make an on-air apology. Police in Southern California say one teenager was killed, three injured, when a stabbing suspect crashed his car into them as they were walking near Westlake High School. Ventura County Deputy Sheriff Ashley Barrios.
The first incident occurred at a Walmart in Simi Valley that involved an assault with a deadly weapon, resulting in two victims being transported to local hospitals. The suspect then later traveled to the city of Thousand Oaks and was involved in a single vehicle collision rollover that resulted in injuries to four juveniles.
Investigators say they're looking into whether the driver crashed into those students intentionally. The L.A. School District and the Teachers Union have reached a tentative agreement that would raise average teacher salaries to $106,000. School Board President Jackie Goldberg tells our CBS affiliate KNX.
This is a good contract. It also reduces class size over time by two students. It also provides more pay for nurses so we can finally get some.
Divers in Connecticut have discovered the wreckage of a very old submarine. The Defender dates back to 1907. Richard Simon and his team spent months going over sonar and underwater mapping surveys.
It is hiding in plain sight. It's on the charts. It's known about in Long Island Sound, just no one knew what it was till we identified it.
S&P futures down 23. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Police say two bodies found in the Oneida County Forest Monday were those of two teenage girls who went missing from Merrill recently. The Oneida County Sheriff says the deaths of Aiden Griefy and Dakota Brown are not considered suspicious. The sheriff says exposure was a factor and investigators are still doing their work. Governor Evers says he plans to sign a bill to increase penalties for carjacking in Wisconsin to up to 60 years in prison. The bill has bipartisan support, but some Democrats complain it demonizes Milwaukee.
When we continue to hamstring local governments and continue to defund public safety, that's also part of the problem.
Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee. In sports, the Brewers go for a sweep of Seattle today. Tonight, the Bucks try to even up their first-round playoff series against Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Calvin?
You know, it's a little dreary outside, but at least it's not frigidly cold.
Yeah, it is a little dreary outside, but inside, it's going to be lively as always. And I want to begin the show by welcoming back attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch. She is a immigration attorney, a well-known, nationally known immigration attorney. And welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm happy to be back. We had a fun time last time.
So yeah.
Here we go again.
And so let me, I have to talk. All of this constant griping and beating up of immigrants who come across the border, and people who you know, want to continue to browbeat these people. And yet nobody talks about the fact that many of these, their children, are being exploited all across this nation, especially in many Republican enclaves, and not just Republican enclaves. But their child labor laws have been loosened in many parts of this nation as these children are being taken advantage of in some of the worst working conditions that even adults want jobs, that adults want work. How is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, we have, so it's a couple of issues at play right now. One is we have a lot of unaccompanied migrant children in the United States, way, way more than ever before. The reason for that is because of the border policy known as Title 42 that rejects or expels all asylum seekers that's been in place since March of 2020. It doesn't apply to children, and it hasn't for the last 2 years. So what that means is that lots of families have been sending their children to the United States alone because the kids are the only ones who can get in. So that has created this population of unaccompanied migrant kids who are, many of them are with relatives, but a lot of them are not with relatives. And then they get forced into these almost trafficking-like situations where they have to pay off debts. The bigger issue, you know, that's the immigration issue, the migrant kids. The bigger issue in this country is that we have a labor shortage, and it's getting worse. And the solution to that shortage right now that we're seeing is absurd. And what it is that states like Iowa, Wisconsin, Arkansas, Minnesota, I believe, are beginning to pass labor, they're beginning to loosen child labor laws so that kids, not just migrant kids, but all children,
right,
can fill the labor shortage. You know, basically poor children are going to be the ones, of course, doing these overnight jobs in factories.
Well, I mean, sacrificed.
Yeah.
We're sacrificing children because the business community needs to have more people to work. And knowingly, and this is what bothers me the most, Attorney Goldfish, what bothers me the most is that this is done intentionally with support from elected officials.
That's right. That's right. They are saying this is the solution we have available to us in the state legislatures. And all of this rolls up to the federal government's failure to pass immigration reform that reflects the needs of our economy. Because we have a need for labor in this country, but because immigration is such a hot-button, divisive issue, no Republican will do anything that even, you know, could potentially be viewed as pro-immigrant because of the backlash that they receive. And we see that. You know, we see that with anything that Biden does that's even slightly pro-immigrant. I mean, I, as an immigration advocate myself, I do not view Biden as a pro-immigrant president. He has had a couple of policies here and there that are pro-immigrant, and he immediately gets sued. There's an immediate backlash, and it's because there's this rhetoric out there that you referenced in the beginning, Earl, about immigrants are bad and evil and wrong and dangerous, et cetera, which is, you know, this has been a drumbeat of our nation since its inception. It's just that we used to say these things about, you know, Catholics, Irish, German, Italian, Jewish,
Black people,
of course, of course. You know, when I talk about immigration, I typically exempt enslaved populations and native populations because neither population chose to immigrate.
Right.
But when you know, this rhetoric has been repeated and regurgitated for centuries, and we're just hearing it again, and you would think that we would learn, but it's what's fascinating in a sad way to me is that people who are from formerly marginalized populations will turn around and make the argument that, well, my dad or my grandpa did it the right way, and why aren't these people, you know, doing it like we did? It's just people are so quick to slam the door behind them and to believe this rhetoric of immigrant equals bad, when in fact, immigrants are the ones who are going to save this nation. We have a switch we can flip in this labor shortage crisis that we're barreling towards, and that is immigration. And people still haven't, you know, started talking about it like they need to be.
You know, listen to this. The legislation in Iowa would, for example, allow children as young as 14 to work in meat coolers and industrial laundries. In Ohio, Republican state senators last month approved a bill that would allow 14 and 15-year-olds to work until 9 p.m. during the school year. In Minnesota, it would allow 15-year-olds to work on construction sites. How insane is that thought process? They have no understanding of the damage that they will be doing to the long-term lives of the children that they're exploiting. But they're willing to exploit the children because these corporations are so concerned that they don't have enough employees. And I'll say this, Attorney Goldfinch, if these corporations are so hurting for employees, why don't they do what took place during the Industrial Revolution? Why don't they pay a livable wage, and then they'll get people to come in and work? But to offer $12, $13 an hour, many adults aren't taking that. They can't live off of that. Offer a livable wage, and maybe you'll get some people to come work.
There are so many bad actors, you know, in a policy like this. They are these companies that are employing these children. They are the state legislatures that are using this as a solution to a labor shortage problem. There's the legislators at the federal level who are failing to pass immigration reform that would allow people, you know, would allow us to have more adult immigrants to be able to fill these positions that are difficult to fill. And I think everybody in each of these, you know, each of these bad actors, they are not, of course, contemplating their own children. They are, these are just like other kids. You know, I think it's so easy for people to just say like, oh, not my kids. These are other kids that's their life journey. That's, you know, life put them in this circumstance. Right. And so not really my problem. And it's really sad. I mean, these are very young children. And I mean, even some of these laws are lifting the liability on these companies when there are injuries on the job, because these jobs are dangerous. These kids are working night shifts. I mean, it's just not, it is not okay. It's not okay on any level. And there is a better solution. And it's so sad to me that we're seeing actual laws passed that go through the whole legislative process as a solution to a national labor shortage that has a much better solution.
So these are draconian laws that in the 1900s were erased because this happened once before in this nation, and people came to the rescue of children, and now they're rolling back all of those laws because they're coming to the rescue of what? Of corporations. And I'll say this, part of it too is that the politics of it, where Republicans don't want these immigrants coming in because they believe that they're going to vote Democrat. I mean, just stupidity, right? I mean, that's their thought processes. That's why we don't want to let the people in, because they're going to vote Democrat. Well, you can't have it both ways. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the voting stuff just gets so ridiculous, because the reality of it is that Only U.S. citizens can vote.
No.
Exactly. It takes, you know, like at least a decade for someone who comes in and does it, you know, goes through the process. They get a work permit. They get a green card. They naturalize and become a citizen. I mean, we're talking like a decade for most people. This is not, you know, this is not like a bunch of immigrants are going to come in and start voting. It just doesn't work like that.
You're talking about the ignorance of people who don't understand, right? And so they're being taken advantage of by people who do understand that they're lying to these people, intentionally lying to these people to make them believe that anybody who comes across the border is going to wind up voting Democrat. Listen, we've got to go to a break. My guest is Kate Lincoln Goldfish, attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfish. She is an immigration attorney. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts. We'll be right back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now, or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839, or go to iupatdc7.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your...
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 51. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 44. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 69. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is immigration attorney Kate Lincoln-Finch. And attempts to weaken state-level child labor standards are part of a coordinated campaign backed by industry groups intent on eventually diluting federal standards that cover the whole country. Is what's at the root of this. And so, I you know, it's hard, Attorney Goldfinch. I lose more and more respect for a society, for a nation, that is not willing to fight this and to fight back, you know, to somehow enslave children to make a buck. Isn't there something just morally wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you got right to it. It's we're slipping backwards. This country has a history of exploitative labor, particularly of black and brown people. And here we go, regressing into, you know, really bad, poor choices and behavior of our past. And I think, and one of the things, you know, we were talking about right before the break is just this idea of sort of the consensus amongst conservative voters that, you know, immigrants are just bad and that and there's a lot of ignorance about the reality of our economic situation. And that's the part that I think is so difficult for me when I have these conversations is, how do we get to the people who just they're ignorant, they don't know, they're afraid of anything that's different, and they're watching, you know, these news channels that are just telling them all sorts of lies, and the result of that is these people vote and therefore sort of control the behavior of their elected officials who are doing nothing to, you know, protect all of us with passage of immigration reform. I don't know how to move the needle in that arena. It's just really frustrating.
You know, it is frustrating, and even with my audience. I mean, I know they're hearing this, and maybe they don't believe it. I think in many instances what happens, Attorney Goldfinch, is people don't believe it. They believe that America, you know, it's this great bastion of freedom and it's all the things that, you know, the red, white, and blue and apple pie and Chevrolet, and none of these things could really happen, and people who say these things are fabricating it. But it's the truth. And so I like on my show to talk about these things and expose them. And, you know, people can, you know, take it where they want to take it, but we're not going to not tell the truth about what's happening in this nation because people don't want to hear it, right?
Yes. I mean, thank goodness for people like you. Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, the deal is, this is real. We have a crisis looming in this country. We have the baby boomers are aging.
Right.
We do not have enough workers to take care of our aging population, to fill the labor shortage, you know, that we have now, to keep Social Security going. I mean, this is just a problem that is getting worse by the minute. And the continued failure of all of us to hold our elected officials accountable and say, hey, guys, we need you to pass immigration reform so that we can have workers on all, you know, all levels of the skill spectrum. We have low-skilled jobs, high-skilled jobs, medium-skilled jobs. We need the ability as a country to just say, we will bring in workers seasonally. We will allow people to come in and work and go home. We will create more family-based immigration, more employment immigration, and infuse our economy with more younger labor, not child labor, but young adult labor. That will solve so many of our problems, but what's holding us back from doing that is the fear of immigrants, and we just have got to cut that out.
The answer they hear is from a lunatic like Donald Trump who says, we're going to pay money for people to have babies. Well, what? What? I mean, if you have more babies, that'll help solve the – none of that is going to help solve the problem. As you stated, I'm a baby boomer. The baby boomers are aging. There is no plan to deal with all of these baby boomers. Who's going to take care of the baby boomers? They're not paying people a livable wage or a wage that is commensurate with taking care of all of these people, you know, black, white, red, yellow, all the entire human family – who are aging. And so that is coming and it's on the horizon. So they better get to a point where they get beyond these lies and address the real issues, right?
That's exactly right. And so much of this, I think, is focused on the southern border in particular, and the business of migrants who are seeking asylum, which in reality is a teeny tiny fraction of what we're talking about. We're talking about immigration overall, but we also have had so much attention and focus really since Trump on asylum seekers at the southern border, even though we've been processing asylum seekers since after World War II. But one thing I just, you know, as an immigration lawyer in Texas, I just can't not say it, is the kind of people who are, you know, from Venezuela, from Cuba, from Honduras, who get themselves out of a dangerous or tricky situation all the way to our southern border simply because they want to do a better job in their life, take better care of their family, etc. These are the kinds of people that we want here in this country.
So
they
are
not our enemies.
I'm trying to go for it. We got to run. Until the next time, we'll talk
all
soon.
Right,
thank you very
you.
Much. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has a big decision to make today on the abortion pill mifepristone. It'll decide if a federal judge was within its rights when it restricted access. CBS's Jan Crawford.
This case is an effort by a conservative legal group in Texas to restrict access to abortion nationwide, even in states that would otherwise allow it.
A white homeowner in Kansas City is expected to be arraigned today for allegedly shooting a black teenager when he rang the wrong doorbell. Zach Double and his mother answered his cries for help.
There was
blood from the where he was at all the way up, all over the door. You hear about these things on the news over time, and then when it really happens to you, it's a life changer.
Fox agrees to pay Dominion Voting Systems more than $787 million to settle a defamation case out of court. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says Dominion got what it wanted.
Lawyers go to court in civil cases to win money.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is under a state of emergency due to fast rising floodwaters. The snowpack in northern Wisconsin has been melting rapidly in the last week, and we've had our share of rain. Wisconsin Emergency Management, the National Guard, and several other state agencies are standing by to offer local communities help if they need it. A bill to increase penalties for carjacking in Wisconsin is on its way to Governor Evers' desk. Convicts would face up to 60 years in prison.
Years ago, I would take my kids when they were growing up, we would go down and we would stay down in downtown Milwaukee or downtown Chicago. I don't think you could pay me to go down there now.
Republican Paul Tittle of Manitowoc, the bill has bipartisan support, but some Democrats complain it demonizes Milwaukee. In sports, the Brewers go for a sweep of Seattle today. Tonight, the Bucks try to even up their first-round playoff series against Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Maybe factual, maybe crude. I ain't lying. Everybody plays a fool.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And as the main ingredients just said, everybody plays the fool. Now, we're talking about the fact that in this country that we love so well, children are being exploited. Listen to this. You know, one major case conducted in this past February, Packers Sanitation Services, Inc., one of the nation's largest cleaning services for meatpacking plants, paid $1.5 million in civil penalties, a mere pittance, for one of the largest cleaning service meatpacking plants in the United States. $1.5 million is chicken feed. In civil penalties after the Department of Labor found that it had employed at least 102 children in hazardous jobs in eight states, including Arkansas, Minnesota, and Tennessee. The agency investigators found that the company had children 13, as young as 13 years old, working overnight shifts, performing jobs as using caustic chemicals to clean razor sharp saws. Now listen, if you know me by now, I don't come on these airways to tickle your ears. If you're looking for somebody to tickle your ears, you need to go somewhere else. And I won't feel bad. But we need to wake up as the American people and push back on what is taking place. We can no longer keep our eyes closed because I live in a sanctuary away from all of this, you know, and then go to church on Sunday and bless the Creator if we're not willing to fight this. And the fact that the penalty for exposing these children to all of those harmful chemicals, 13 years old, is $1.5 million, attests to the fact that there's something seriously wrong in the soul of many people in this country. And the fact that that is legal, they say it's illegal, but $1.5 million is not going to deter a corporation the size of that has people all over this nation making hundreds of millions of dollars, and you penalize them $1.5 million? Come on. We can talk about third world nations all we want. And we do that in this country a lot. And then we turn away from the bad that is happening in this country. We continue to do that. And as long as it's not your child, it's not my child. Well, okay. You know, these people are going to grow up. And they've been damaged. And we're aware of it. But we don't have the courage to speak out. Listen, don't be afraid. And I know people are afraid of the shadows. But don't be afraid. I'm the one doing the talking. If they're going to come after somebody, they're not going to come after you for listening. They're going to come after me for talking and telling the truth. But if they want to come after me for telling the truth about what's happening in this nation, then so be it. I'm willing to pay that price. But come on, 13-year-old children working third shift, being exposed to all sorts of things. Your child is not going to do that. You're not going to allow it. No child should work under those conditions knowingly. This is not 1900 anymore. For heaven's sakes, this is 2023. As a nation, we should know better. Well, Earl, what are you going to do about them? They're coming in. They're coming in the border. Hey, they're coming into the border. What are you going to do? Oh, okay. Where are all you border folk? Always running off at the mouth about the borders. Earl, are you aware of how many people are coming in? Are you aware of what they're doing to children? And now that I'm telling you, whether you believe it or not, look it up for yourself. Take my word for it. But I will challenge you that once you read it and see it for yourself, then stop whining and crying about the people coming in at the border illegally because the children are being exploited. But you don't have any courage to address that. I get it. I get it. And I'm sorry. At some point in time, this has to come to an end. Look, I worked in industry. I chose to do it for 34 years. I was exposed to all sorts of carcinogens. And yes, many who worked with me were poisoned in the factory where I worked for 34 years. They paid us handsomely. Did I know at the time we were being exposed to all sorts of carcinogens? No. But we were adults. Why should children who don't know any better have to face that uncertainty? I didn't work in industry at 13, and no child should have to. Well, Earl, what do you think? The business guys, they've got to find people to work. Well, then pay a livable wage, and they'll get people to work. You know, the reason they're not getting people to work is they want to pay them $12 an hour. $12 an hour was good in 1980. Let me see. Help me do the math, Calvin. 1980. That's 43. About 43 years. I know, man. Hey, man, you want people to work for what they made, what they paid 43 years ago when gasoline was $1 a gallon. I know. I remember. You know, when you got a loaf of bread for 36 cents and it was a real loaf of bread. Or when you got a gallon of milk for 59 cents. What is with people? Have we forgotten? My generation? And I know this is, again, I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to talk straight. And we have to have the courage. This fight is monumental. And yes, it is political. It's a political fight. One side, the conservatives, have convinced people through all those lies that they are for them and that they support them and that that's who we are. We're going to fight for you because the Democrats have done all these heinous things to you. And the people have bought into that. And so they accept all of this foolishness. That's fact. You know how I know? Because you look at what just happened with Dominion. And Fox News. And the fact that Fox News just paid $750 million because they got caught lying. I mean, come on, man. So instead of going to court, Fox News cried uncle. Oh, I'm sorry. You caught me. I don't want to go through this because, you know, I don't want to just get us dragged through the mud because the people who believe in us, you know, we don't want them to really know the truth about who we are. A bunch of liars. But you think it's going to change anything with the people who listen to Fox News? You think it's going to change anything for people who believe in that conservative foolishness? No, not going to change one iota. As the rest of the world talks about what happened with Dominion and Fox News settling out of court for somebody saying that you lied, you are liars, and you lie every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all you do is lie. So, you know, if somebody is accusing me of lying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm suing them. If I'm not lying, come on. But Fox News caught flat out lying. And then I had a guy call yesterday. Well, Earl, there was cheating going on. Oh, okay. There was cheating going on in the voting. And okay. Yeah. So that's my point. The Republican Party has done a yeoman's job of brainwashing people, average people, who believe that what Donald Trump and the rest of that merry band has been pushing. Didn't just start with Donald Trump. I've been listening to here lately to Bill Buckley. They call him the father of conservatism. And firing line. As a kid, I used to listen to him, you know. And so here lately, while I'm doing my walks, I've got Bill Buckley on from 1966, 67, 68, Ronald Reagan and others. And you see where this has all come from. And the amazing thing is that in my lifetime, I've seen that spread. I've seen that cancer spread from the time that they created that to now. To the point where we are silent when children, babies, 13 years old, are working third shift in factories. Hey, America, what's wrong with you? That's not an issue? I don't want to hear about the rest of that. We can't fight. Who's going to fight for school-age children? The state legislative push also comes amid a sharp increase in the number of unaccompanied minors arriving in the United States and joining the workforce, including middle schoolers working in roofing, meatpacking, and other dangerous occupations, according to an investigation by the New York Times. Maybe you think that's okay. I don't. When you talk about human smuggling, trafficking, and all of those things are happening in this country, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And silence. Got to fight it. The Fair Labor Standards Act and its child labor protection applies in all states, and no state has the ability to limit these provisions, U.S. Solicitor of Labor Seema Nada said in a statement provided to Stateline. The department will vigorously enforce child labor protections in all states and is closely monitoring state action in this area. What are you talking about, ma'am? So when you find it, you penalize them $1.5 million, which is peanuts, for what they're doing. Don't tell me about enforcement if that's what it's going to be at the end. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl English Show. We'll be right back.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm, Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker.
And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and their life is better than your
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 51. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 44. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 69. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And while I'm on this tangent, I'm going to continue it. As states cut Medicaid, some fear they'll mistakenly end coverage for millions of eligible people. You know, Tanya Moore, 49, relies on doctor visits and prescription drugs to manage her diabetes, chronic pain, and high blood pressure. But her access to routine care is now in danger. She is among tens of thousands of Arkansas residents poised to lose coverage under the state's Medicaid health insurance program for low-income and disabled residents. The federal government provides billions in federal aid to states on the condition that they won't remove people from Medicaid until the COVID-19 public health emergency ended. Well, that just ended. The COVID-19 public health emergency ended. Now, with legislation allowing cuts to resume April 1st, the federal government estimates that about 15 million people will be disenrolled from Medicaid coverage as states resume the eligibility checks that were paused during the pandemic. But how quickly that happens depends on where you live. Now, why is it? I mean, again, somebody help me. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Can somebody please tell me why we are not willing to work to extend the lives of the American people? It shouldn't be a death sentence in this country because you don't have the money to keep your life going. What kind of nation is it? What kind of nation is this? Well, Earl, you doctor, I go to the doctor checks me out. And the doctor says, hey, Earl, you've got a condition that is going to cost you your life unless you get some treatment and take some medication. Well, okay, well, but I don't have any money. Well, I'm sorry. Let's go to David from Mequon. David, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Really quickly, you know, the problem with Medicaid is that it's not a good program to begin with. Most people get refused treatments even if they are on Medicaid. And why do I say that? Because it's most hospitals
in the United States do not accept Medicaid patients because the amount that the federal government pays into it is not sufficient. It doesn't pay any of the bills hardly at all for procedures or anything. So in this case, if people are being dumped off of Medicaid, you know, depending on what state they live in, they would probably would have a much better, let's say it went on to Badger Care. Badger Care is much better than Medicaid.
Hey, Dave, I know that. And I understand
Badger
it.
Care, and Badger Care, yeah, so.
But we can't get Badger Care. But in this state, Republicans refuse to accept Badger Care.
No,
yes.
That's not true. Man.
That they is refuse, true.
No, they refuse. No, it's not.
Hey, David.
Earl, that part is not true. What they not accepted was additional federal dollars for Medicaid. And the reason being, again, because most hospitals, most doctors do not accept Medicaid patients. They don't get hardly any treatment at all.
Hey Dave.
And
go ahead.
If you're on Medicaid, you're in bad shape because you don't get the help that's needed.
So Dave, so Badger Care has been offered, has been extended, federal dollars were available in the state of Wisconsin to switch over to Badger Care. It is the Republicans who refuse to do it.
No, we have a majority of people, the majority of people in the state of Wisconsin are receiving Badger Care. There are
but we're talking, Dave.
Income.
Hey, Dave, let's be truthful. When we're talking about Badger Care, I had Badger Care, so I know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's one of the best insurances that you can get. But Badger Care is for low-income people. Badger Care.
That's a public.
You say what?
Go ahead.
Badger Care.
And that is public. It's not a private entity.
That's correct. And so Badger Care is for low-income people. It wasn't, and the only way I wound up with it is because the company that I worked for that had all those years we negotiated for insurance coverage after we retired, we bought into. Yeah, our company bought into Badger Care.
That's when you were at Adelson.
That's correct. And so our company bought into Badger Care. You can buy into Badger Care. It's not just for indigent people. And so our company bought into Badger Care. And that way I was able, Dave, to see how great Badger Care was.
Right.
So why is it that the state of Wisconsin does not have Badger Care, Dave, if after all these years that they've been pushing to try to get it?
We do have Badger Care.
I'm talking about.
Saying.
Hey, Dave.
There's a difference between actual federal Medicaid and the state end of things. And what I'm saying to you is that the current Badger Care is very good for low-income people.
It's good for anybody,
Medicaid,
Dave.
Well, it's at the end of the day, it's available to low-income people.
Dave, I had John Hancock. I had Connecticut General. I had some of the best insurance companies as I worked for those years. And Badger Care was as good as those insurance companies. I know I had them. Look, I got to go to break, man. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.